Okay, we'll finish up with Oregon State coach Gary Anderson. We'll dial out to him here in a minute and get him online as soon as we can. Okay, we've dialed out to Oregon State coach Gary Anderson. We are on hold right now. They're just wrapping up practice, and he will be on the phone in just a moment. All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Oregon State coach Gary Anderson and the Beavers are home hosting California on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Press star then the number one to ask your question. Star then the number one. Your first question is from Kevin Gimmel with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Sort of a fun situation with Luke Rabenzer and Seth Collins, both being former quarterbacks who actually took snaps in college football, being on opposite sides of the field. What are some of those skill sets that can translate from being a quarterback to another position, both on offense and defense?
Oh, I'd say that the mental side of the game as a quarterback, you know, they see so much within coverages, and a lot depends on the offense you're playing in or what have you, but you would think a quarterback would have knowledge of what goes on with defenses and defensive structure, and like in Seth's case, he moves to a wide receiver. I think that would be a great help in just the pre-snap recognition. There's usually a style of leadership that comes with the quarterback that I think would be a huge positive for any position, so those are a couple things I think would be key.
And what have you seen out of Luke Rabenzer, just seeing him on film?
Oh, there's a lot of good players over there. You know, there's a bunch of them, and he's obviously one of them. But I think the biggest thing that I see on tape is, you know, how the kids are working for Cal on offense and defense. They play well as a team, and their playmakers are allowed to be able to make the plays that are going to be the big plays for them in certain situations. You know, last week, huge play down on the goal line to win the game, and offensively they spread the ball around to a lot of different people. So it's, I wouldn't say I could really just single out one person. Tremendous player, yes, but there's some really talented kids on the field, and they work so well as an offense and a defense, I think, and they, whatever it takes to win, they win. Last week it took a goal line stand with no time left on the clock. They got it done. You know, they score a bunch of points and all the things, but I don't think the defense can be overlooked.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Mike Wilson with CampusPressBox.com.
Coach, how's the attitude with the team coming off of last week's loss against Colorado? Are they just kind of, did they flush the game kind of into memory, or are they trying to take things from last week's game and apply them to California?
Oh, these kids will keep fighting, and absolutely they're going to take the game tape and they're going to move to the next one. They understand where they sit, where they are. We always constantly talk about those things. You know, you never want to forget. You got to keep them in the back of your mind, but you have to move on. And, you know, when we get to the point that we're a good football team, you still have to do that in this league. So, you know, there's a couple of really good football teams out there that last week were riding high in a great spot, and all of a sudden they're trying to, you know, dig themselves back up and get ready to go play again. So, you know, when you're good, when you're not so good, in this league, you have to be prepared to be able to bounce back. These kids have done that every single week. I'm proud of the way they look to prepare. They like each other and they like football, which they hate losing. But that part right now is something that we have to come back and battle to get that fixed, and can you continue to work as coaches and players to improve. But I love coaching these group of kids. They're tough young guys.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm good.
With the quarterback position, is it going to be a pretty fluid thing from week to week, or are you committed with Garrison the rest of the way?
Yeah, Daryl's definitely our quarterback, and there's a lot that goes into the decisions that I make and that we make as a staff as into any game, and I've said this two or three times this week. I think those are things that are definitely football related, and for the betterment of the kids in the program, and for Daryl and for the team. And Daryl is a fantastic young man. He's dealt with the change a little bit. I do not want him looking over his shoulder, and he's our quarterback and deserves to be our quarterback, and he's the captain of the team, and we'll continue to grow this process as we go through it. But he'll take the first snaps, and I expect him, just like I did a week ago, to, you know, to play the whole game. But I'm gonna watch after my guys, and if I don't think it's the right moment, the right situation, then I'll react.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Mike Singer with Rivals.com.
Hey, Coach, I know you talked about Connor Blunt getting valuable reps, but Darryl's really struggled since the Minnesota game. Now, don't you think it's good for him to get the valuable reps, too, in the second half?
Sure. Love to play him. Can't play two quarterbacks, though. So getting the decision to put a kid in there and go through it. And like I said, there's a lot of things that you guys don't know and don't need to know. So that's where we sit with it, and I think he's in a good spot. Darryl understands it, and that's really the most important thing to me is that that Darryl understands where we are and he understands our quarterback, and I want him to get every valuable rep that he can, but it wasn't in the cards in that situation on that day.
Sure, and after Saturday's game in the press conference afterwards, you kind of said that you're in a we'll see situation with the quarterback situation, and then you said yesterday that the Garrettson's the starter. So what kind of happened from Saturday to Monday? What was that process for you?
Film evaluation, coordinator talk, communication with Darryl, where he sits, and again, things that we don't discuss that are basically put out every single week by other people, as far as how kids are at, where they're feeling, where they're going, what direction are we headed. All those things took place in that time frame, and it led me to definitely believe that he can get in and be ready to go full speed for a full game.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask a question, star then the number one. Star then the number one to ask your question.
Last chance. Any further questions?
Again, that's star right. Then the number one.
Hearing none, that'll do it. Jerry, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Have a great day. Go Bees.
All right. We'll see you.